Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, September 12th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, when Apple announced the new Apple Watch Series 11 and Ultra 3 this week, it unveiled its latest health feature, hypertension notifications. At the time, the company said it expected clearance from the Food and Drug Administration soon in the United States. As of Thursday night, that clearance has officially been granted, and the hypertension notifications feature is set to launch next week. The feature will be available in more than 150 countries and regions around the world at launch, including the United States, the EU, Hong Kong, and New Zealand. The feature is available on the new Apple Watch Series 11 and Ultra 3, alongside the Series 9, the Series 10, and the Ultra 2. So you don't need to buy a new watch to take advantage of this feature. The hypertension alerts feature will monitor your background data over 30-day periods and will notify you if it detects consistent signs of hypertension. Apple says the new hypertension notifications feature could alert nearly half of users with high blood pressure, including an even greater share of those with more severe stage 2 hypertension. The feature runs passively in the background rather than acting as a formal screening tool, and Apple emphasizes that not everyone with hypertension will receive a notification. In testing, the feature reached 95% specificity in the normal category, meaning that many people flagged without full hypertension still showed elevated readings. Apple says this helps raise awareness and encourages proactive conversations with doctors about long-term risks like heart disease, stroke, and kidney issues. The feature, again, will be available next week as part of watchOS 26 and on the new Series 11 and Ultra 3 hardware. Next up today, AirPods Pro 3 debuted this week, with one of its headlining features being new heart rate monitoring functionalities. This follows the debut of PowerBeats Pro 2 that launched in February as Apple's first pair of earbuds with a heart rate sensor. Now, Beats has confirmed that its implementation of heart rate tracking on PowerBeats Pro 2 is getting a big upgrade to mirror the functionality offered by AirPods Pro 3. When the PowerBeats Pro 2 were released in February, there were a few limitations around the heart rate monitoring. There was no integration with Apple Fitness or Apple Fitness Plus, nor was there any way for PowerBeats Pro 2 data to interact with data from the Apple Watch. Beats, however, has now confirmed to 9to5Mac that all of this is changing with iOS 26. With iOS 26, PowerBeats Pro 2 can integrate with the fitness app so you can start a workout on your iPhone and monitor your heart rate data in real time. This is supported by up to 50 different workouts, just like AirPods Pro 3. PowerBeats Pro 2 also now integrate with Apple Fitness Plus to view real-time on-screen data for heart rate, calories burned, and the burn bar when doing a Fitness Plus workout. PowerBeats Pro 2 now combined with Apple Watch to give you multiple sources of heart rate data to improve overall accuracy during different types of workouts. They can also now count your steps when you don't have your iPhone or Apple Watch on you. There's also a new heart rate algorithm that improves performance with faster heart rate readings. You might also now receive a notification on ways to improve your PowerBeats Pro Fit to improve heart rate tracking. You can also now track your heart rate when only wearing one PowerBeats Pro 2 earbud. And finally, PowerBeats Pro 2 are also adding support for hands-free gestures with Siri, allowing you to nod your head yes or no in response to things like incoming calls, texts, and other notifications. These improvements make PowerBeats Pro 2 a compelling alternative to AirPods Pro 3 for people who prefer the earhook design, and they're currently $50 cheaper than AirPods Pro 3 on Amazon. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the powerful iPhone and iPad management suite for Mac and PC, trusted by power users, educators, and everyday users alike. With full support for iOS 26 and the iPhone 17 lineup, iMazing 3 gives you complete control over your device beyond what Apple offers. Backup locally with Time Machine-style snapshots, export messages, WhatsApp chats, voicemails, and more, all without relying on iCloud. You can even transfer content between devices selectively without wiping or syncing through iTunes. For IT pros, there's supervision, app management, and multi-device configuration support. And right now, 9to5Mac listeners can get 20% off all licenses for a limited time. Just go to imazing.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac-20off at checkout. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out this Apple event week, the new iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Pro, iPhone 17 Pro Max, and iPhone Air are now available to order. You could pre-order AirPods Pro 3 and the new Apple Watch lineup as soon as the event ended on Tuesday, but today is the first time you can claim your new iPhones for launch day. The base model iPhone 17 gets a nice, if understated, set of updates. It's got a slightly larger screen, now at 6.3 inches, with thinner bezels and higher peak brightness. For the first time, the base iPhone 17 also has ProMotion support for higher refresh rates, as well as always-on mode. There's a new 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera and a new 18-megapixel front-facing selfie camera. The center stage front camera uses a square sensor, so you can take landscape selfies without having to physically rotate the device. You'll also get a performance boost thanks to the new A19 chip, faster wired charging speeds, and improved durability with Ceramic Shield 2 on the glass. The iPhone 17 starts with double the amount of base storage at 256 gigabytes for the same $799 price point. The iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max feature an all-new industrial design made of aluminum instead of titanium. The rear camera module stretches edge to edge, and Apple says that most of the device's components are actually inside that camera protrusion, leaving more space elsewhere for a bigger battery. The combination of the use of aluminum and a new vapor chamber for cooling improve heat dissipation significantly, so the phone runs cooler for longer periods of time. You'll also get better performance, with up to 40% better sustained performance thanks to the A19 Pro chip. You also get a new 48-megapixel telephoto lens with optical zoom of 4x and an 8x sensor crop mode. And finally, it's available in three colors. They're silver, deep blue, and cosmic orange. The iPhone 17 Pro starts at $1099, and the Pro Max starts at $1199. And last but certainly not least is the iPhone Air. This adds a whole new form factor to the iPhone lineup, with a strikingly thin 5.6mm design with chrome titanium edges around the side. The Air is powered by the new A19 Pro chip, but with one less GPU core compared to the Pro phones. It uses Apple's C1X modem for cellular connectivity, and Apple's first ever N1 modem for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Thread connectivity. The thinness comes with some trade-offs, including multiple rear cameras. You'll find just a single 48-megapixel sensor on the back and the same 18-megapixel center stage camera on the front. It's also got just one speaker, and battery life will be a concern. The iPhone Air is priced at $999 for the base 256GB configuration, and you can choose from black, white, gold, and light blue color options. Again, you can head to Apple's website to place your order for these new devices today. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. You can also find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. And you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.